Today's podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
Hey guys, huge challenge in front of us this week. One of the hottest teams in the Big Ten, Wisconsin's coming to town. Best defense in America, number one rated defense. Offensively, very, very big and physical. Quarterback has a big arm. Running back is really a bruiser, and very well coached football team, special teams included. So quite a challenge, one that I know our players and coaches are excited about attacking, and looking forward to it.
Greg, just with the way Noah has sort of battled through injuries and what he did the other day and even games before that too, I mean, how much does that kind of galvanize the team and set a tone for the rest of the team when they see a quarterback and a captain doing that?
Well, you know, you bring up a great point. Noah is one of the toughest guys, if not the toughest guy on our football team. And when your quarterback is that guy, I think it raises everyone's level. I think the respect that he has on our team is as high as it gets. And I know it is for me. I mean, he answers the bell over and over again.
What makes Wisconsin's defense so dominant?
Well, they're talented first and foremost, and they're talented at every level. So they're really good in the front. You know, they base out of the 3-4. Their outside linebackers are really good. The 19 is a really good rusher. Their inside backers, really talented, big, physical. And then in the back end, they fit very well. They fit into the run game very well. They understand the coverages, and they play multiple coverages. So it's a well-coached group, a coordinated group, and a group that's really talented.
Greg, you got a home field advantage this game. How important is it going to be with the crowd and everything involved just to create that atmosphere for your guys?
Well, it's very important. It's only a home field advantage if you make it one, though, right? So first of all, we need to get our fans here, right? It's a great 3:30 kickoff. Great opportunity. You know, we're in November now, and there's a lot on the line. There's a lot on the line for our football team, for our fans, and I believe that the home field advantage is very real, but you got to have it. We have to give the fans a reason to get excited on game day, right? When that happens, the entire level of the whole stadium goes like this. So it works hand in glove, and we got great, great fans. Great student section. We need to have that student section packed. It's going to be critical.
Wisconsin's obviously run the ball well these last few games. I mean, what have you seen from you guys' run defense over the course of the season, and especially, you know, what you guys have done lately?
You know, I think our guys know where to fit. I think we play with, you know, an understanding. When we have failures in our run defense, it's been tackling. And we have to continue to improve at that. We are improving, though. That's the key. We're getting better at it. This will be a great test. I mean, the running back is a big man. He's 240 pounds, and he runs like a smaller back. So, yeah, this will be a great test. Not to mention a gigantic offensive line who really well coached.
Pacheco, the block on the Wimsatt play, which was spectacular, is that an area where he's improving? And then just, you know, how he's performing, is he getting better from, like, just a productive standpoint?
Well, I think Isaiah has improved a lot from last season. I think he improved a lot when we got here to the first season, and I do believe that his game has progressed in other areas other than just carrying the football. So protection, routes, the whole understanding of the game. I think he's a player who's ascending.
Greg, over the past two games, we've seen increased snap counts from Ifeanyi Maijay and Mohamed Toure, both backups on the depth chart. Is there anything to read into there? Are they close to being starters, or just more of a rotational type thing?
It's really been that way the whole season, Rich. If you look at the numbers, between Onichi and Mohamed, that's really how it's been. And versus with Ifeanyi and Ahanatu, Ifeanyi has had more reps in game than Mayan, just the way it's worked out. And, you know, Ifeanyi's on a little more sub package stuff. And so we look at them as all starters. You know, someone's got to start the game. But when at those two positions, we really look at them as co-starters. And they've all four of them have been productive players for us, and we need them to be.
Now you've seen the film, what did you think of the offensive line? And do you think that getting Raekwon back finally was key to kind of maybe calming that unit down?
It was good to have Raekwon back. I don't think a left tackle calms the group down. I just think we played a little bit better. We strained a little bit more, a little bit longer. It's such a fine line. You know, like what people don't understand is running backs don't need holes this big. They need them this big. Because you can get through it. As long as there's daylight, you can come flying through it. And an arm tackle or a shoulder bump isn't going to stop you. Now, you may not go 60 because it's going to slow you down a little bit, but you're going to go 4. And those are all good. You know, 3s and 4s turn into 14s and 15s, and they turn into 40s and 50s. If you are in a position to be able to continue to run the ball, you know, in a tight ball game, if you get behind, then that becomes much harder. So that's all part of it.
Greg, safety play. Are you happy with the way it's progressing? In the last game, you get Avery back?
Well, it was good to have Avery back. For sure. He's an experienced player, maybe not at that position, but, you know, he's got a lot of playing experience. Christian Izzy, I think, is getting better each week. So I think the two of them are both on the ascension, and we need them to be. Our back end, we had some spotty play in the middle of the season, and we need to get back to what we know we can do.
I guess going this week, are you optimistic you'll get Cruikshank back this week? And is Julius Turner okay? He spent a lot of time in the tent on Saturday.
Julius is okay. Yeah, he's, you know, okay. It's you know, the back third of the season. Everybody's hurting in some ways. But he'll be ready to go. I don't know about Aaron. That's going to be close. I know he wants to. He's been trying to. But, you know, there's a difference between want to and physically able. And we're never going to put a guy out there and risk their health if they're not ready to go.
Greg, second game in a row that Irwin Brown has started at guard. What have you seen from him, and how much has he progressed since the move from defense to offense?
He's really progressed a lot, Richie. It's a good question. I thought Saturday was the first time he looked like he belonged. You know, there wasn't a newness look to it. He kind of just played the game like all the rest of the guys. And that's a big step. When you can do that. So now, you know, I've talked to him. We need to go. Now you look like you belong. Now it's time to go. Because he's really talented. He's explosive. He's strong. He's athletic. This is a guy that could really take off. I expect him fully, too. And it's just sometimes a matter of timing.
I want to ask you a history question. The 61 team, I think the team's honoring them. Do you have any are you familiar with some of those guys? Tony Oliva, I guess, you know, he's around all the time, and Alex Kroll, yeah, every once in a while. But are you familiar with any of those guys? And then I don't think it's often that you actually play on November 6th, the anniversary of the 1869 game. Is that something that you guys, like, kind of will talk about as a team?
I will now. Yeah, I got to tell you, that was I usually get K-Mac updates me on what the special part of the game is. Like, we always do something with the game, so I'm aware of it. I actually kind of went over it already, so I know, and I believe it's Military Appreciation Day as well. So there'll be a lot going on and a lot of really good things going on, recognizing people that have done, you know, a lot of great things, and nothing more important than that, the military appreciation. You know, they are the people who allow us to have the freedom to do this, to play this game, to sit in here and to have free media and all those things. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for those guys as well. And certainly the 61 team is one, if not the greatest team in Rutgers history. So much respect to them.
I know we talked to you in the open week about redshirt philosophy, and I know you say you don't really have one. Do you guys want a redshirt Gavin this year, given that he should have been in high school still and all that? Is that something you can think about? You got 4 games left, and he's obviously got 1 now in the books.
Yeah, it's something you think about. I don't know exactly what to tell you on it. I kind of have an idea what my thinking is. I'm probably not going to share it. But, yeah, there's something. It's something you have to consider for sure with every player, not just Gavin.
I guess when you guys talked to Johnny about going to tight end, was that a hard sell? Or
no, I think it wasn't even a hard sell the first time. when he went from being a full-time quarterback, it was a disappointing sell. He really wanted to be the quarterback, like any kid who wants to be at whatever position he's playing. But once he became kind of a special quarterback, you know, and then we started working him last year a little bit at the off tight end. And then this year he really wanted to, he asked to, want to be more involved. Johnny wants to play football, you know, so if I'm not going to be the quarterback, where can I help this team win? I think in the last 3 weeks, Johnny has made really some really nice strides. And not just because he made the phenomenal catch Saturday. He's been doing things in his blocking. He's been doing things in his routing that I think is really good. There's a couple guys. I think Kes Abram is really making progress, right? You know, he's done it all year. So when you see guys like that developing, it's very encouraging. And, you know, I think Johnny could really, really go like this at the position now because I think he's got all the skills needed. He's tough. He's strong. He's athletic. He's got good hands. Can run after the catch. He's got all the things you need. He's nimble enough to do some of that pulling stuff we do and fitting into the right spot. He's run the ball so he understands daylight and darkness. And, you know, as a blocker, you have to understand that because you're kind of leading the way for the runner. So, yeah, I think he's got a chance. And, you know, all these guys are getting better. The thing we always have to keep in mind is, you know, they're student athletes. And they're getting into the real crunch time of academics. When you get into November, you guys remember how it was in school, right? Everything's coming due. I can see it on their faces. You know, that you can see the stress. They got work to do. They got all kinds of stuff that are coming up, due dates. So it's going to be really critical that we get our work done and get them with their tutors and get them working on the schoolwork. And that's something that you know, doesn't get lost on me, because having, you know, my youngest now is in college, and you know, I know all the work she's doing. So. I appreciate that. I appreciate that our kids, you know, they go to class, they work hard at school. So this is a big week. The next 2 weeks are really big weeks academically around here. So we got to make sure we help them through that as well. All right, guys, I appreciate it. We'll see you on Saturday.